Blog
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Patty Sherwin, and today we have Annie Ford as our regular guest. She's just wonderful, and we so look forward to her shows. So we had a little conversation about what the angels had wanted us to do, and they were talking to her about grounding and how important grounding is, and really what grounding means. I mean, everybody says, be grounded, get grounded. I mean, it's kind of a hard thing to think that you're not grounded because we're standing on the ground. And a lot of times we think, I'm grounded, I'm here, I'm standing. But I think what the angels are talking about, and because I've been doing this for a long time, it's a conscious, you know, to get your mind and to really put your energy and your attention into the earth, in a sense. And that, to me, is a real, you know, acknowledgement of this oneness that we have with the energies around us. So before I ever do anything, even work on anybody, get on the show, walk down the street sometimes, you know, just so that I don't get off center, I really ground my grounding cord, which is a cord, and it looks for everybody different. You know, it could be a very wide cord. It could be a long tube. It could have, and I usually have some color to mine. And what I do is I visualize and I imagine this cord going right straight through into the earth. And I wait until I get right into the lava, and I see that red color, and I can even almost feel the warmth. And then I start to breathe, and I start to take this nice deep breath in. And through that breath, I let the energy start to work its way up into my body, and I start to feeling it as it goes right into my feet and into my calves and into my knees. And I kind of slowly let it move through every part of my body, and I let it hang out in my solar plex and really open up and clear away anything and everything that is not pure and divine and loving. And I wait until that happens. Then I move up the energy into my heart chakra, and I really let it in, and I let the energy kind of open up my heart chakra and really open up that beautiful red beaming light that should be bright. So I wait until that happens. And then I bring it up into my throat, and I really let it open up. That's the one that you can feel the most as it opens up your throat chakra, all that energy kind of pushing out anything and everything, even anything you said that was not of the light and of beauty and was critical and judgmental, and let it burn it away. So use that red color, and as you come up into the third eye, really pop that third eye open and really cool it. Clear away the mind, anything that keeps on happening in your mind that is just worry and upset and negative thinking. Just let that beautiful red energy just burn it away until you only see the light. And then let it come all the way to the top of your head, almost like a water fountain coming right out and then falling back into Mother Earth. Now that is a grounding. And because I just said that, everyone now who's listening is going to come from a much grounded place, and their intention with the angels will really be clearer for you. It won't be in the mind so much. So I welcome you to have that experience. So I'm going to pick up Annie and see how she's doing. Hold on a sec. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, darling. Did you like that meditation?
I was going to say, I loved it.
Well, I was you had emailed me that, and I said, okay, I'm going to sit with that. And I went into meditation, and they said, let's start the show with that. That's what I heard. So this way, whoever calls in or is listening has already done some work on really getting in touch with themselves at that level, because this show is really about moving past a lot of the things that trouble us, because trouble usually comes from the mind. And, you know, a loving energy usually comes from the heart. So it's usually how I know what's happening in my world. Isn't that how you know? Like, if you're in your head, you just kind of, you know, it's not a good feeling, is it, when you're in your head? But when you move your energies down to your heart, it's pure. And it's usually much more peaceful there. And it doesn't have a lot of stuff attached, you know. It's just good. So a lot of times when people are really stuck in their head, that's when a lot of the questions, the worries, the should-I's, the whatevers, you know, start to kind of almost take away their light, the one that they really want to have present in their world every day. And so what do the angels say about that, Annie? Let's hear what they have to say.
Well, they say, it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because I think when you, I'm guided by them saying how it is to go to the part where your head is. It's so difficult, and so much energy is put into that. But a simple thing of just going into your inside of you, in your heart, and the love that you just go there. It's so simple. It takes not even a second.
And I do think breath brings you really into your body. So if you're not breathing with a thought of breathing or hearing yourself breathe, get in touch with the sound of your breath. And that usually quiets the mind and puts you more into your body. And we were talking about meditating and how important it is to really get to that place where it's real quiet so that you can really listen to the angelic realms, because if you're really busy and got a lot going on in the mind, it's really, really hard to listen to the messages or even the words like you hear them. And I hear them too. I hear, like, now that I'm so tuned in, I quiet myself purposely. Don't you have to do that,
Annie?
You really have to do it with intention that I'm going to be quiet right now, and I'm going to take a moment, and I'm going to really listen to what I may be hearing, and stop the mind and stop the chatter, because when we're talking in our head, guess what? We can't listen to the messages that they're trying to give us. Isn't that true?
That's true. And meditation does start with you first take the first deep breath in.
Well, we were talking about doing a meditation, remember, about getting in touch with your angel wings. And I thought that might be something that I could, it's really a nice, quiet, easy meditation to do. It's something, once you get really familiar with doing this meditation, you can just do it with your eyes open, and you can just feel them, and they'll just be there. And you get a real sense of them at any moment that you want. So the more you get, I'd love to share that with everyone listening, because I think it's just a wonderful, easy meditation. It really just brings you back into the center that you live from. So I thought maybe we could do that. I'm sure everybody out there is wanting to, I see my switchboard lighting up and they want to call us to talk with them. But I want to do this, and I know that the angels want you to do this as well. So why don't we do a really quick, how about that? We'll do a really quick meditation, just really showing you how to get in touch with your own angel wings. And it really is again, just a meditation that brings you more into the mindful state. And in a sense, your imagination that leads you to the place of the angelic realms. Because remember, we are children, and children, you know, have this capacity to see everything, right? They see imaginary people. Well, we have to know that in our imagination is where we can see, feel, and hear the angelic realms. So imagination is actually where you go in meditation. So it's really beautiful to keep your imagination open and alive and colorful and vibrant to yourself. So that's why the more you meditate, the actually more creative energy can come into you, because you're using that part of your brain that can see anything and everything, you know. So it's good to kind of keep using it. So do you want to do that? How about this? Should we take calls and then do the meditation? Or how do you feel? Ask the angels what they would like to do.
I don't know. Right away when you said that, I was like, if there's calls, maybe we should take the calls.
Okay, yeah, because then at the end of the show, we could do the meditation. And that might be a nice way to close the meditation, the show. Okay, that sounds wonderful. We do have one caller. His name is Shane, he told me, on line one. So let me take him. Okay, one sec. Okay. Hello, Shane. How are you? You're on Heart
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are y'all?
We're good. Where are you calling from?
My name is James, and I'm calling you guys from Miami, Florida.
James, I'm sorry. I thought you said Shane.
James
from Miami, Florida. And do you have any questions? You have any specific question for the angels, or do you just...
Yeah, I was wondering what the angels... Because, you know, this is... It seems like this is going to be a pretty exciting summer for me. I don't know if you all are into animal totems, but I saw this particular bird the other day. It was a beautiful, beautiful, bright yellow-orange bird that had black wings, and I looked it up on the Internet, and it was called the Oriole. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it was a bird symbolizing the coming of the summer and symbolizing joy and excitement and this wonderful, precarious, you know, attitude and atmosphere. So I was just wondering what the angels, you know, had to say to me, or if there was any message that you know, for my highest good, that would help usher in that energy, you know, for me.
Sure.
What color did you say the bird was?
Oh, it was so beautiful. It's a yellow, but it's yellow from the belly, and then it goes into like this beautiful bright orange all the way to its head. But its face and beak is completely black, and the wings are completely black with white spots on them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a parrot, because I don't know, you know, I don't know birds. I'm not familiar with birds.
Wow.
And so I'm Googling it. I've never seen this bird before. And I'm Googling it, and apparently other people have come across, and there's so many different breeds of the birds. I had to be very specific, but this one had white spots on its wings. And I nailed it. It was called an Oriole with an O, Oriole. And the bird symbolizes the ushering of the summer, which will be in 2 weeks, and it symbolizes joy and excitement and just this childlike energy. That was what I was reading. And I could tell, you know, at work and at home, is there something different with me now? I'm not so much in the mind chatter anymore. Like when I see myself suffering mentally, I just get out of it. I say, hey, what the heck am I doing? You know, that's not even reality right now. That's right now is the moment. And there are some times when I get really, really sad, and it has more to do with my intimate relationship right now. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I feel this wonderful new strength. And so I just wanted to know what the angels, you know, might want to say to me specifically about just me ushering this new energy into my life and using it more frequently to get me to where I know that I have the potential to be.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I just pulled some cards. Do you want me to go first, Annie? What do you let me know?
I could tell you just briefly first. This has to do with nature. The angels are saying for you to you need to spend more time in nature, because that's where you can actually get close to your angels to receive messages. And yes, they have, you have new beginnings coming to you this summer. And right now, if you go out in nature and sit in a garden or go to a park, anywhere where there's, of course, trees, if you just sit and meditate, that is a sign for them telling you you need to meditate, and the angels will give you information. And the archangel of that color that you described is Archangel Metatron.
Wow.
He's a powerful angel, he has a twin of his Archangel Sandalphon, he's the nature angel. Like, I know Uriel is the nature angel too, but he is the angel of the universe. So it's a pretty powerful sign that you received for you to go and meditate and go within. That was what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I might get some more, but you can go.
Okay. Yeah, that is kind of what I was picking up, too. What change in direction came up. Change in direction. It's almost more of a divine direction, and it's directed by your newborn willingness to open your heart to love and the angel's guidance. So it's different in the sense of going someplace. It's more once you allow this beautiful energy to take over, then their guidance will change you in direction. And you will feel, it says you will be more happy and outgoing, and your happiness is what you deserve. It's what it says. Again, joy came up. The joy card is, it's just like the best card you can get. It's magical. It has everything in it. And it springs from appreciation, it says, and it allows you to attract and create your present and your future moments at the highest possible level. That's really powerful. And then Cupid came in. Again, love. So I think, you know, it's like energy seeking itself, James. If you become the amazing vehicle that you are, this light being that you are, then you are pure love. And your loving relationship will, in a sense, match it. You know, energy seeks its own level. So that will help your relationship actually make it better. So what this is, says, notice the signs. Isn't that funny? The next card was, yes, the signs you've been receiving are heaven sent. We drop feathers, coins, and other signs upon your path to remind you that you're loved and never alone. So that's really powerful. Again, trustworthy guidance. So the angels are really telling us that you are now, that you have quieted the mind and you have let this beautiful light be who you are, that you will start to be divinely orchestrated in everything that you do. And that comes then. The next one was energy work. So energy work is meaning that your energy field will be responding to this loving energy. And it will be like you will become an energy like beacon, in a sense, you know, because of this beautiful way that you are going to see yourself and everything else, that will start to attract itself to you. So that's powerful. And then it does say creative projects. So they might be setting you up, in a sense, and opening you up and clearing out all this old debris that was really not useful in any way, and letting the mind kind of go away and let you live from that creative space. And there is a creative project, they say, that's coming. And it's really connected to your passion towards life. So I would say then that would be arts, music, anything that, you know, really excel. It's almost energetic to me when I feel into it. It's almost dancing and music and food and all that creates itself, you know, the beauty, the taste of life. Those are when that particular card comes up, that's what I know. That would be where your creative project would go, or that you are in already. But this will be a very good time for you to do those things. And then it says giving and receiving. Now that's your last card. That's a very powerful one, because as you give this, you have to be quiet and receive. Okay, because that's the balance. I know when we're full of light, we want to keep shining, but a lot of times we don't fill up that space. We don't shine up the mirror, in a sense, so that we can give and receive what we're here to be. So I would say that meditation comes in really big at this card, because this will help you do both. This will help you center, be really grounded, and yet receive the messages that you have to, and then go out in the world and be that light that you are. So that's the last one for me. Anything else?
Wow.
Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's amazing what you can do, because now I've been going back to spending time, just opening the door. I don't like to be indoors all day. It makes me miserable. So I've been going back to putting my chair literally outside in the backyard and sitting there and playing my music, listening to the radio, and just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And not doing anything, not worrying about the telephone, not worrying about responsibilities, just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good doing that. I feel enlightened just doing that.
Well, that's the time that you get to receive. You know,
right.
And that is really as equal to everything else that you do, because we get to be doing beings, you know, but we are human beings, which means we have to be, you know, I always say you can't do being, you know,
right.
I have a lot of friends that, well, what do I do? How do I be? I'm like, you don't do anything. You just be the tree, you be the flower, you be that essence of pure light, and that is, there's no doing in that, you know, it's not an action. It really is just, you know, it's just a real sense of grounded, like that meditation we did. Try that one every day, you know, push that grounding cord down, and really, while you're sitting outside, make that effort to connect to the Mother Earth, and it will really fill up your, in a sense, will push out anything and clear up anything that's unlike this beautiful light that you're supposed to be. So, you know.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's so great. Thank you.
Well, thank you, James. Give us a call, and best, and you can keep listening. It's fine. We're just going to have another caller. So is there any other questions you have for the angels?
Ah, that's about good. I'm just going to keep doing that. That's very good. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
You. He's so sweet. I think the angels were like tickling him, you know, when they do that, they get you all like, oh, I'm just so excited. You know, I love when that happens. But we're going to take one more caller. Okay. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are you talking to?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Patty. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
This is Cindy from Pennsylvania.
Hi,
Cindy. How are you today?
Good. I was just, I'm a first-time caller. And,
welcome.
I was able to tune into your show on time. And it was really nice, a story about the bird.
Yeah.
Lord, I lived in Florida for a while, but I never saw that yellow bird.
I know. I don't know much about the colorful birds. We don't have those here in Tahoe.
Right. All I see around here is our big fat crows, and I don't really like them that much.
Oh. Well, crow is magic when you see crow. It's a very powerful sign, actually.
That's actually great that they're hanging around her.
Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, not
it,
me
it,
to
you...
hang around the garden to see what they get. So.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a question for Annie about the
yes,
angels?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to see what the angels were picking up. For me personally, I'd like to see if you saw like another job opportunity headed my way.
Mhm. Okay.
Okay. Are you?
You go first.
Are you looking for a job? Or
yes,
are
I am.
You are you employed now?
Yes, I'm employed.
I was getting visions of you. I don't know if they're the angels love doing funny things. They were showing me you sitting in an ice cream shop eating ice cream.
Oh.
And I don't know. Do you like eating ice cream?
Sometimes.
Because they like to see you eat ice cream. That makes them laugh.
Oh, mm-hmm. To have more joy maybe in my life?
Yes.
It's kind of tough right now, but, you know.
Yeah. I think that because they sense your mood, and they want to cheer you up.
Right.
So, okay.
I had gotten child, so it says you. So these are the cards I pulled. Child, entrepreneur, ask, and innocence, and listen, which is real interesting. So it all has the same kind of feeling to me, is that the entrepreneur would make me think that they're trying to say that possibly there's some job that you could do well at around children, because all of it is innocence and ask and listen. So they may be trying to get to you to maybe venture out on your own job or your own idea of something. And working with children might be actually something like a daycare or something that has child energy, even art classes or creative things like that, maybe where they'd like you to look into. And they do want you to listen. They're saying, quiet your mind, beloved one, and listen to our gentle reassurance that everything has been taken care of. Stay in a quiet and receptive state without worrying about the exact nature of your desires. A quiet mind and body hears us quickly and clearly. This is our request to you. Listen. So that's pretty powerful. That one is really saying that when the mind when you let the mind take over your life, it really stops you from having these moments of clarity that they really want to give you if you can just kind of just breathe and meditate. Even if, do you meditate on a daily basis?
Not Cindy? Daily. But
no.
At least, I want to have a moment of tranquility.
Okay.
If I can, go to a park or somewhere quiet, I tend to meditate.
Okay. Well, why don't we make a pact to your spiritual self that you will do this every day, okay? And so that you can start to get clear on what it is they want you to do. No, they're really saying entrepreneur indicates they know that you want to change. They know that you want to have something a little more exciting going on that's more yours, you know?
Right.
And I think that if you just stay really quiet, that next step will happen for you. Now, innocence came up again. So it really has to do, maybe your next position or job or whatever you're going to create, has to do with children or towards that area of life.
Okay.
You know, daycare is a, you know, it's a fulfilling job to be such a beneficial person in children's life. So I don't know if you have had ever the thought of doing something like that or.
Well, not really. I mean, I do have a college degree, but it's for more. It's an ISD technology.
It's in technology.
I mean, it would have no relation really with, you know, that would mean.
Well,
and then
the third card was daydream. So I think they want you to kind of move out a little bit of your comfort zone, of where you've been, because, you know, where you've been, you've already been there, and you have done your job. And so possibly to move more into your creative self, your nurturing self, your self that likes to help people, likes to feel, like, useful, you know, because when you want to help yourself feel better, the best advice I always have for anyone is to help someone else, right? Because all of a sudden, you feel good. You feel like, God, that's exactly what I needed. I needed to help somebody because that makes me less focused on what's myself, what's wrong, I'm low, whatever. It moves you out, and it gets you more a part of this beautiful universe. And it feels like that's the message that I'm getting. How about you, Annie? That they really want her to kind of step out a little bit and daydream about what you would like to be doing with your with your time. Oh, and wedding just came up. That's interesting.
I know, and I got I got a romance card. But I got a card of spiritual growth. It seems to me that you're in a transition. I was trying to zone in onto you. I was getting mixed things on you. I did. Your guardian angel came through, and she came through to say, tell her my name. Her name is Bella.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's your angel's name. She's the one that was born with you. She hangs out with you. She's the one that goes shopping with you, goes to work with you. She keeps you company.
I wonder what she looked like. I would like to get like a little statue or ornament to put like in my house or my office, you know, to have her with me.
Well, let me see if I could. Right away, she's okay. Her hair is like she has beautiful dark brown hair. It's almost like a black, and she's very what do you call it? She's showing me her profile. She's very proud of how she looks. She's very smooth skinned. She's petite. She has beautiful blue eyes.
Oh, okay.
She actually wears a tiara with a she's showing me how it's around her top of the head, and it came down to her forehead with this little, like, maybe a little charm of sorts. But that's what she's showing me.
Okay.
Now, what I was getting about, I know you mentioned you had a degree. I was getting a sense of you're in a growth period where it's going to feel like you're not moving anywhere, and you feel like you're just stagnant. Just continue. Just keep searching and looking for a job. Go anywhere in your travels. Just what is your passion? Because I was trying to figure out something to see if I know. Do you have any sort of special hobby?
Yes. I mean, I like to cook. I like gardening. What else? Music, arts. I love arts.
Mm-hmm. And do you do those things?
I used to draw.
So probably that's what we're both picking up, is that this need, the angels are really wanting to push you kind of out of this stuck place, it feels like, you know, where you're not using your creative energy. Because once you start using that, then everything will shift for you. Everything will start to come to you, because that's where the angels really can work through you, is in that place, like we were talking about, of imagination, of creation. So why don't, you know, how about getting that, go get some paints, whatever medium that you liked, and go out in your garden and draw and paint a flower, and just start to bring back that quiet, creative place that you know. Because once you draw, you can always do that. So try that. You know, I think, are you feeling that, Annie? That's really important. If they're trying to say, let's do that. You know, do dance, have some shake. It's almost like I feel like my guides are saying, got to shake her up a little. You know, we got to shake her up a little. She's been living too routine. It feels like,
yeah.
I feel like when you get up, you go.
I like to dance too, but I'm not very good.
Do you?
At
okay.
It.
Oh, you like to do it, but you're not doing it. You like to draw, but you're not doing it.
After maybe I have like my third drink, then I don't really care.
All right. Well, get out there then and have one less, and maybe two, and then you won't have a hangover. And
okay.
Go dancing because I pulled the wedding card. And I also pulled fresh air, and I pulled be honest with yourself and then change in direction. So I have a feeling that once you start moving this energy out of you and start getting your creative juices going again, start getting the angels to really be able to talk to you and communicate at that level that you, I know, will be able to hear them, then everything will start to change for you. You'll, you know, it will be like you become that magnet. Like we talked with James. That's what I want for you, because I know that that's what you're picking up, Annie, is that stagnant energy that hasn't let the other side. See, I think when you use your brain all day long, or you're in a real technical sense, using that brain. Then the other half, your left brain, your right brain, you're always balancing that all the time. But spiritually, you're balancing that too. You're balancing this responsible self with the creative self, you know. So we really want to bring them back into complete balance, because then you'll feel like you always have something fun to do. You know, there's never a bored feeling ever. Everybody, I'm amazed when people say, I'm so bored. I think to myself, I'm never bored. You know, I really have, I'm always aware of that. I could go to the dance class and I could go to, so I want you to get to that point where you know where you can go to dance. It's not like, where do I go? I want you to check things out. Start to orchestrate your life so that you know that I'm free on Tuesday night. I can go dancing, or I could even join a chorus and go sing. I want you to start to bring that self out a little. Don't you feel that, Annie?
Yes. I was about to say, you should offer your services as in going to a community service center or anywhere where you can teach others your gift, because you are very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get the sense of, as I'm feeling around what we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
I was guided to say that you should act on your gifts that you have and share it with others, because you're very, very good at what you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
And what happens then is that opens you up, where you may even get an employment opportunity to be an artist or anything to do with your interests.
Right, right.
That's what happens. The angels, when they want you to use your gifts that you've been given, because
okay.
we tend to keep them inside and not share them or act on them. And I know I have a gift of singing, and I don't sing, but my angels are constantly telling me to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely I'm trying to move out of that, because it's very comfortable keeping it to yourself. So once you open that, my goodness, angels just start opening the doors. They actually go to places of employment, and they go, they actually will tell you, they'll guide people, and they'll come and find you. You'll be amazed what magic angels do.
They do. Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Well, Cindy, we'll keep the highest vision for you, that everything that
appreciate
we just
it.
Saw will manifest for you. I just know it will. But I think
okay.
it just takes just one thing. Even just get that sketchbook out. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Just get that one thing going. And even draw a picture of an angel, you know, because that might be your angel that, you know, when I paint, so a lot of times I just really paint what I'm feeling, and I paint a lot of angels. So what I would say is get their sketchbook out and see what comes up, and that might be something that will really charge you, because you're divinely painting. You're divinely, you know, using, in a sense, your creative spiritual self to kind of bring vision to you, you know. So try that. I see a lot of color, a lot of purple, a lot of blue, a lot of yellows around you. Like, those are the colors of this angel, and pinks, and just, you know, real colorful. So once you get that paint palette out, you're going to start to feel like, whoa, something changed in me, you know.
Right.
You won't be as tired. It will start to bring energy back into your body, because you're using color and you're using your creative forces. You're going to see amazing differences. I just
right.
know it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, love. We're going to take another call. You can listen if you choose, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello.
86. Hi. You're on Heart and Soul.
Hi.
Who are we talking?
My name is Pooja.
What was the name?
Pooja.
Pooja?
Pooja, P-U-J-A.
P-U-J-A, Pooja, okay, super.
I was just wondering, I'm kind of similar to the last caller. I've kind of been in like a stuck period, and I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing, is just wait for something to happen, like something an opportunity to come about, but I'm just wondering what the angels are trying to tell me. And I'm having trouble being patient.
It's an easy thing to be impatient. Okay, let's see. Well, you, Annie, feel free.
My angels tell me the same thing. I'm not patient either, but I practice it by, you have to practice the patient part. I always want to know everything 6 months in advance. I've always been that way. And still to this day, my angels say to me, stop. And by practicing, meaning you can actually practice by the people that are in your life, getting yourself into a situation where it'll force you to have patience for the outcome. And it could be simple situations to get yourself into. So I first ask, you ask for angel assistance. So you can just say guardian angel. I may come up with your guardian angel's name. But I'll give you, for starters, what you do. You first say, guardian angel, I need your help. I need patience. Teach me how I can do this. You can actually ask them at night to do this, because what they do is they download the information to you while you sleep, because that's when we're most receptive to receiving information. If you don't have a good time, if you don't sleep sound, then the best way would be to go into nature and be in nature for 5 minutes, where you can be with your angels, because they are always with you. So.
Okay.
That's one thing to get out of the way of being patient. What did you?
Okay. The first card was opportunity to forgive. We will help you. It says the angel says we will help you release unforgiving thoughts, feelings, and energies, and lift you to a higher place of peace and compassion. So possibly that. You know, just having even a little in your field sometimes brings you back into a stuck place, energetic stuck place. So I would say just look and really go in there and see if there is something that you haven't let go of or haven't forgiven or haven't let really have more space within your etheric body so that it can move you into the next level. So the next one was be honest with yourself. It says look into your heart and you will know the truth of the situation. It's safe to admit the truth to yourself, for we will support and guide you through any necessary changes. So they really want you to kind of do some soul searching here, it sounds like, on just clearing away maybe something that has been lingering on. Assertiveness. Okay, so they're saying once you, in a sense, heal, and I say that's letting go is really healing, isn't it? So just letting go, even of a thought that doesn't hold the highest good for you, okay? Even if it's I can't. I want you to take I can't out of yours. I can't is just a useless word. I can't is just not in my vocabulary. It's just so take that out and completely say I can to everything. Assertiveness is what they're saying too. The situation the situation can be healed gently and with love as you requested. Yet there is also a need for your strength and truthfulness with the other people involved. So they're saying if you become a bit more assertive in how you approach this particular healing for yourself, and that's being honest. But being honest with your big self, you know, the one that says this is how I feel. This is what I think, this is what I'm being guided, you know, to have words for. So that's real powerful. Then it did say to cleanse and detoxify, which is a good thing. And we're coming into summer. A lot of times we've gotten into some bad habits of eating and we're getting bad habits of not really taking, you know, good care. Maybe a cleanse would be a really good new start for you. Maybe a juice cleanse or something like that. Or, you know, just looking at that whole heart as a new beginning. Then I did pull Cupid for you, Pooja. So Cupid is coming, joy, perfect timing, and change in direction. So those indicate that once that first half happens for you. Once that first half, once that healing happens, the assertiveness, the kind of way of letting things go, and once you cleanse and detox, you're going to be in the place that is ready for all of the things you're asking for, which love is there. Love says Cupid, so I'm not sure if you're in a loving relationship or you're hoping for one, but it's definitely around you. Joy, again, is coming your way. Perfect timing, which indicates to me that you are going to just move into it. You know, the question will be asked and the answer will be there within a second. So perfect timing indicates that once all your listening skills and your quieting skills and your healing happens for you, then everything else will just move right into it. And then it says change in direction. So I would get that possibly change in direction could indicate a new job, absolutely, mm-hmm. or a new place to live. And it could be that, you know, the job or and it look yeah, and in this change of direction it has a baby. And that could be a change in direction as well. So it could be that change meaning growth. You know, I always look at change as growth. You know, it means I stepped out of this comfortable place I was in and now I become a mother or I become a wife or I become... So those are change in directions as well. So I wouldn't be surprised over that being a possibility for you. And let me just see if I can figure out... Time to go. It says, yeah. Okay, so it really is saying that... And this is what it says. The sun sets and rises each day, and it's the same with the avenues of your life. See the beauty within each sunset in your life, and know that the sun will always rise again tomorrow. Endings are merely the start of a new beginning, and we are all with you through each phase and each cycle. That's what the angels are saying. That's very powerful. Yeah. Is there anything else you pick?
Yeah. So I shouldn't worry about not doing anything right now, right?
No.
Like, okay, good, because I don't feel comfortable enough to step forward yet, and I don't feel like I've, but mm-hmm. I also feel like I'm not doing anything. Does that make sense?
I know what you mean. I go through those times, too. You're actually resting when it feels like you're not, when you come to a point when you're not feeling like you're doing something. And if you do feel, when you do feel that way, just to get the edge off, I always go and volunteer and do something. Mm. Even if, or...
The ocean, yeah. Where are you calling from, Pooja, again?
I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay, yeah. Okay. And when I hear you say I'm not doing anything, that just feels like you just haven't moved from where, you know, your everyday routine to something different, you know. So
yeah.
that is actually pretty easy to fix. I mean, that means to go in and to whatever you used to love as a child, I want you to start to do it now. So if it's dancing or if it's singing or if it's music or if it's angels love the arts. I mean, that's where they...
All of that.
They just love it so much. So do you do that now?
Well, like, I just got into writing a little bit, and so I've been writing.
Okay.
I think I'm about to start painting.
Great.
And I do dance singing. I do all
Yay.
Of that.
And yet you feel like you've... There's just a stagnation in the bigger picture of your life. Is that what we're picking up? Like, where do I go from here? Is that
yeah?
The,
well,
like,
see, also like career-wise,
mm-hmm.
I was hoping to switch paths, and I feel like I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I just haven't. I don't know what it is holding me back. Still,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just because this is a resting period for me, and maybe they just want me to have a little bit of fun while they get things ready for me. Is what I feel like. Well,
mm-hmm.
and in that meantime, my vibration will be to a place where I can bring those things in, and I'll
right.
be ready to.
Oh, I just want to ask: have you felt this way for a long time, or is this just a kind of a new feeling?
It's been like a month.
A month. Okay, so that's new.
Yeah.
That's new. Yeah, that would make me know that it's just a resting time. If it was a long period, like a year or two, then I'd say it's more than that. But if it's just a month you're feeling this, then I would definitely, that is when, it's almost like you're getting your, they're weaving you a new ground. If you, I always look at it that way. They're weaving you a new ground so that you can stay strong with the next movement of your path, you know? So when there's like a month period where you're just thinking, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I want to do something. I'm feeling like I want to, but I just don't know what direction. Then stay put, because that's what they're doing. They're totally weaving you this new, a new thing. And then one day you will just wake up and it will be like, okay, that's it. This is what I've got to do. And I don't see that it's going to take a long time, because you had a lot of time, you had a lot of movement cards, perfect timing, change in direction. So it's coming. It's totally coming.
Yeah,
I would,
it's just, I think, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go right ahead. No.
I'm very used to, like, getting up and doing stuff and being productive. And so this is the first time where I've actually had to sit.
Oh.
So I don't, I feel like this is my time for myself, and they're helping me rediscover all the stuff I used to want to do when I was younger. But it's very weird, and I don't have, like, an income coming in right now, so it's very strange to me. Like, I know I'm not worried, but I feel like I almost should be.
Don't get worried. Don't get worried. That would be the worst thing you want to do. Okay, don't worry. Because really, it isn't a worried time. It's really a healing time. That's what really I pulled. A healing time, a kind of getting rid of stuff that isn't working for you. So if there's anything that you've been holding on to, feelings that, you know, I just really want you to do some soul searching about that. And let the past go, because that was one of the cards I pulled. Let the past go so that you can really move into the next level. Now, love is coming. I mean, love is around you. So I get that you're just a very loving person, too. And so love is around you all the time, and that's wonderful. But it feels much more like there is another release and surrender. So I'm getting that if we did some deeper work with you, maybe that this is the time for that kind of thing. Because, you know, we can do a lot of outer work, but we have to do the inner work as well. So maybe a little more time spent meditating, being quiet, being introspective, doing some, you know, have you ever heard of the Buddhist worry bowl? So you do some burning, you know, get rid of some of the things that you've held on to that might even still be lingering on. Just do real house cleaning, okay? That could be what that detoxing really was more about, more of a spiritual house cleaning. When I was in India, they did this great one, and it was really about writing down, like from the start that you can remember, everything that ever happened that hurt your heart or hurt your soul or made you mistrust in people or made you feel sad. I mean, just go back and do some soul searching, write it all out, and then get a burning, like you could just do it outside by the ocean or someplace, and burn it and really get rid of it on a physical level, everything that you want to, because that's a very powerful thing. It really shifts everything. I mean, it shifts it to the highest degree. You will be like so amazed. You'll be like, wow, I never knew that how clean I could feel, you know. So
see, that's where it's a little tricky, because I feel like I have been doing that, and I thought it was done and over.
No. I love that, Pooja, that you're ever done. I think that, too. And then I realize, oh, there's another layer here, you know? There's another layer. Oh, my goodness, you know. But it's all good, because it is that onion, you know, that we're just peeling away, getting to that real sense of pure light that we really want to be. So sometimes that's where the mind can trick us sometimes, is that it believes that I should be fine, you know, I'm feeling, but yet we're not feeling that way. So I always go deeper and say, well, if we're not feeling that way, it could be because we're not complete yet, you know. So maybe one little piece, like, well, I'm a cranial sacral worker, so the body holds on to lots of stuff. Even though you thought you let go of it, you know, I'll get into your body, and the person will remember, you know, falling off a horse at 5 years old, you know. All of a sudden, that vision comes back, and their body goes through the whole experience again. So all I'm saying is that we think we did it sometimes, and maybe there's just one little piece that we need to just look at, you know. What do you think, Annie?
I am.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I did get her angel's name, because I've been trying to figure it out. Her name is Dee Dina. She said Dina. And then I got Deanna. So I'm going to say her name's Deanna. It's D-E-A-N-A. She's the one
Emma.
That is with you always. And you can chat with her because she loves to chat.
And that's my guardian angel?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what I was, what else also came in was to help with you, also with your patients. I was trying to remember the name. It's Archangel Jophiel.
Okay.
And you can, there's books about this angel, but Archangel Jophiel, it's J-O-P-H-I-E-L, helps with patients. And she can actually show you how, but just by invoking and asking, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
With anything, you can name it. You can even say, give me what I need now for my highest good, and just let it go. Don't forget about it. Don't worry about it. I know that's it is easy for me to say, but it's just a matter of getting that skill. And I was talking to you earlier about how getting into a skill of perfecting something. Get yourself in a situation where you know that you're going to have some patience. Is it?
So you learn,
it's a
cool
thing.
Like
a cool
with a person.
Thing. Yeah, it's a cool thing. We're all here to learn and have fun because the angels want us to have fun. They don't want anything to be difficult. They actually say laugh at things that may look difficult or be difficult, or if there's something hard that's going on, try to find a little bit of happiness in the situation because it'll get you out of, you don't want to be in a sad or bad mood. I know there's a lot of distress, but if we just put a little love into it, just think love. Not even do the action, you don't even have to do the action. If you just, look at the what's going on in the ocean. Just think love, ocean, I'm sending love. Look at a person that you see sad sitting on a chair or a bench out in the park. Just go love to that person. It's that, you wouldn't believe what that does. We are all little pieces of a puzzle, and each act that we do, it's tremendous what it does to the universe. If we all did, you know how they say, I remember reading something once. If everybody should give a dollar to that one charity, it would be unbelievable. Or even a penny, how the amount would be. So can you imagine each of us doing just thinking the word love? What the universe would just explode with love.
Well, it would get rid of the war, that's for sure. We wouldn't be hurting each other anymore. That is so true, yeah. Well, Pooja, I hope that we have helped in some way. And
yes.
I just know that you are right where you're supposed to be. And I know that that's a hard time to be in, is that waiting period. But it's not going to be long. It just feels like a lot of movement is coming your way. It's just a matter of really kind of letting yourself get grounded in the next level of what you're going to be doing. So,
sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds
thank
good
you
to me.
So much. You know, thank you so much.
Thank you, love. And give us a call back. Let us know how it's going, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you.
All right, Pooja. Have a good day.
Bye.
I'm going to take one more caller. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are you talking to?
Hey, how are you?
Hi. We're good. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good. My name is Shannon. I have called in before, but it's been a little while.
Okay.
Well, I have a question about a relationship with a particular gentleman.
Okay. Relationship.
Yes. I don't know if he made his name or not.
Do you need his name, Annie?
Yeah, well, give me
His name is Justin.
All right.
Okay, right away I see you're both sitting at a table and your legs are crossed. So, let me see. Have you come, is there a situation happening right now? It's not like a standoff, maybe. You're not agreeing with something.
There's something that I need validation on. We were in a relationship at one time, and not too long ago, and he got a little scared, a little timid, and said that he just needed some time. Not sure, I guess I'm not sure exactly what's really going on. My heart says one thing, my mind says another.
Sure. Because that's what right away I was being shown by angels that there's a standoff of sort. Let's see what the guidance is.
I see. Because if you want,
I was told that he was going to come back and that June would be validation. June would be a validation that I'm so.
Time to go. Play.
I want validation and honesty and.
It does. I pulled different cards. I did pull a wedding card, so that may indicate that it's coming to you. But it does say time to go, and it means that you have to see yourself first. You have to really get connected to the person that you are, and know and ask the angels to make sure that this person compliments you. You know.
Have done that, sweetie.
Have you?
Have manifestation, have done the creative art, have done the forgiveness and lots of inner healing within myself. And that's what I've been working on the time that we have not been speaking.
All right, good. And then the ocean and play. Have you been doing that? Have you been having some fun?
Yeah, I've been hanging out with my family, canoeing. Hiking, you know, getting involved with new people, being a little more outgoing and surrounding myself with women and trying to get in the outdoor club. So,
And now I have trustworthy and guidance. So I'm getting that you are being guided to, it says, receive wonderful ideas as an answer to your prayers. And so are you like having ideas on what you want to do with the future and things are coming to you, kind of new insights on have you been using your creative energy? That's probably really
Yes, I have. A lot of new ideas, and yes, marriage to him, yes, I would absolutely love it.
I did pull a wedding card. I did pull a wedding card. So that's, I don't pull wedding cards often. So
I don't love him for the wrong reasons. I see him at a soul level. Oh my goodness, the man is absolutely beautiful inside, and have really become very happy and content with me. Like, I don't need a relationship. However, I would like to have one with him.
Were you involved for a while with him before? It was a long time then. Yeah, because it does say that it says focus on service and see only love, which is what you're just talking about, is that you have been really focused on doing good things for yourself and, in a sense, service to your higher self, which I really love to hear the most. I like to know that you're being the best you can be to you, and then you can be the best for someone else. So I like that. I'm hearing that you're doing that.
love anybody without loving myself.
No, I know. But, you know, we were just had that show last week, Annie, huh, about how hard that is to really love yourself. And I have to say that's one of the harder things that we're up against with most people. Yeah, I don't know why, but I think that we have such judgment sometimes and critical mind that it's really hard for people to do this. So I'm really happy to hear that you're doing this. This is great.
The question that I have, see, the validation was I saw something today, and it said from him, and I haven't talked to him. I told you, he said, just give me some time because I dropped the L-bomb on him, and he's like, oh, my goodness. The love thing scares me. And I said, okay, well, you know, I was giving them some space. Well, then I saw this thing today that said people I'd like to meet, and he had wrote, I already met the woman of my dreams. And I'm like, okay, this is not going to go over so well, and I'm kind of really curious, you know.
I'm looking at a wedding card here. I'm thinking that a lot of this dance, this energy dance, this play of energy, is really just what happens before people finally commit. You know, I mean, I remember with my husband. I'm going to share that because it's true. I remember when you get to a certain point, the souls are doing their work, you know, and they're figuring out, is this the one for me? Is this my soulmate? And there is a lot of there's a lot of things happening before you on your human level decide that this is the one for me forever. So I have a feeling that's happening now. I think that you might be the woman he's talking about. How do you feel about that?
I'm hoping, but
I do feel it's you. I do feel it's you. I really do. Do you, Annie? Do you feel? Are you getting that he is feeling this for her? I really do get that you're the one. That he's, you know, he's afraid because he found you. You know, my husband was a bachelor for 50. He was 52 when I married him. So he had been single a really long time. So to meet me, he was deathly afraid of it. You know, you could tell, commitment phobia. And then, I remember he looked at me once and he said, well, what do I do now? I'm like, what? And he said, do I ask you to marry me? And I'm like, no, not right now. So I am getting, it's funny, I always, that might be where he's going with this and he doesn't really know how to understand it yet. So my feeling is stay grounded. Stay okay with
this. Well, there's a lot of spiritual work that I've done as far as past karma between him and I.
Yeah.
And a lot of heart awakening, tons of heart awakening, tons of emotions I didn't even realize were still down there. And it has been, I even went through ascension process. And that particular area that I saw that in has not been updated since the last time I talked to him, and for some odd reason I went there today, and I haven't went there for like 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, I'm going to like blow up on this guy and just say, I can't believe you've done this to me. And instead, I went for a bike ride because I'm like, all right,
I think what you're getting, though, is that why couldn't this be you he's talking about?
Yes.
Right? I mean, you know, we assumed that it's somebody else, but my feeling is you're a beautiful light, and he knows that. And I think that he's blown away by you. I really do. I have a feeling that he's not going to meet anybody on this planet as wonderfully as connected as you are. And I think he knows that. So I don't know. I'm not getting. Annie, are you getting that this is to worry about this? Because my last card was a wedding card. I don't pull that often. So I'm guessing that it's going towards that direction. But again, you know, we're in the spiritual realms of thing. That's like the last thing that you do. You get to another place of getting rid of the fear. And you know how you said he got a little afraid? And that indicates that's because he was feeling a lot of new things, you know, that he didn't know how to process. So, possibly.
The only reason why I was skeptic is because we haven't talked. We have not talked since April 29th. And I nonchalantly invited him on a canoe trip like a chick. I made it a forward when it wasn't, and I didn't get a response, but I kind of, like, threw it out there today. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so if you want to, like, hook up and join us, a bunch of us are going down the river. And I left it like that so that if he got upset or if he is like, no, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, then I'm like, oh, that forward wasn't supposed to go to you, so I can back myself out of it.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. So, I don't think that you have to worry. I think you just have to sit within that sense of who you are, the power of who you are, and stay within. Because what I'm getting is that fear about, is it me, is it me, is it someone else, is you know, isn't who you are. I mean, that's where that misaligns you into the sense of what you've been doing here, you know. And so believe that you are the beacon. Believe that he's just, you know, he does see your light and will come to you. Believe that, because I do believe that, you know. I do. And it may not be within the time frame. See, this is the thing. It might not be in the time frame that you want it to happen. Because like the last girl said, I'm impatient. Well, impatience is probably the biggest problem everybody has, you know, because we're not just letting it just be the way that it's supposed to be. We really want it to know now, you know. So if we can just kind of move out of impatience and just be with your happy self, the one that's done all the work, that loves to canoe, has good friends, just stay with that energy, you know, stay with it. If you start getting any thoughts, just sleep them away, let them go, you know. You will not block this from coming to you. Because you know what happens when you...
Yeah. I do not want to. I adore this man. Like, I've never adored another male in my life. I mean, I don't trust males. I'm actually going through a pretty nasty divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't, those doors are completely closed. And I wasn't even expecting to fall for this one. And mm-hmm. it just so happened that that's what happened.
Yeah.
There has been some lies which really do not settle with me.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of communication is not so good. I'm very communicative.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing books. I write poetry. I wrote him a letter. He's like, why me? So I
mm-hmm.
wrote him a letter at a soul level. And I spoke from my heart, and it didn't have anything to do with relationship. It had to do with what I saw in him, and that I hope that I will. I told him I will support you in whatever you choose to do,
mm-hmm.
as long as you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted him to see the beauty inside himself
mm-hmm.
that I could see, because he was pretty down and out. So, and I never got
mm-hmm.
a response. That either. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, wait a second, I'm worthy, I deserve this, what in the heck is going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, open the door, number one. You can't have anyone walk through it if you even have that words in there, okay, about I've had the door closed, I want you to get rid of that one altogether, okay? Because that one is a big one. When you said that, I felt, ooh, I was like, my spirit went, ooh,
he's
okay.
Nasty.
Yeah, okay. So don't do that one, okay? Say that one, push that aside, bury it. You do have the door open, okay? You do have the door open, and you are open, and you do deserve this, and that's it. Because that, you know, what we do is we create the story that creates the story, right? We create the very limitations that we have because of how we say it. You know, well, and so I want you to kind of erase it all and now rewrite the story from I'm open, I'm willing, this is going to happen, I am deserving, and that's it. Real simple.
Really? That simple?
Yeah, it's really simple. Isn't it, Annie? It's so
yeah.
simple. I mean, really, we
it's
always, we make
else.
It so. Yeah.
Well, they do say you're a prisoner of your happiness as meaning... like the card I drew was the abundance card, which is an awesome card. And the feeling I was getting from my angels to tell you is you are holding back. you should just surrender this and release it. And I know it will be hard to forget about it. Mm-hmm. What you explained, what you did, is tremendously huge to another person, especially if they're not ready to hear something like that. Because that's right away when you first came on and asked about the two of you, I saw you both at a table with your arms crossed. Especially it was him with the arms crossed. Mm-hmm. He's not angry at you or anything. There's something, I don't know if it's a fear, but we all have fears. And fears, even you, if you have them, because this card says just give your fears to the angels. And because you have a flow of abundance, you have abundance coming to you. And that means what Patty was saying. He is. He's there.
Yeah, I felt that too. But again, what we do is we energetically keep him out. You really do. We do this like weird dance. You know, women are doing their own. You know, we are the ones that sit by the phone after a date. You know, is he going to call? Why didn't he call? It's been 2 days. You know, we do that. They don't do that. They don't do that. But very few men I've ever met really pay attention to all those little details as an indication whether or not they're going to be around or not. I mean, my husband, you know, I just watch him and I realize how simple they are in everything that they do, which is beautiful. It's a great way to see that they're not that complicated. Men are not that complicated either. He might not have been home when you emailed him and that's why he didn't email you back. Could be something so simple. That's why you didn't get it. So what we did, right, we created the story. Well, I let it, and then, so we need to let that go. We need to step out of the whole thing, go back and just breathe and really feel okay, no matter what he does, no matter what he doesn't do, feel okay, because you are beautiful and you're full of light and love, and life is good. You know, you just got through a bad relationship. You really made it through. It feels like the angels are applauding you for holding up off from everything that you went through. So be with that. Be with that. That's a very powerful place to be. And in that, you will, the expectation of anything will go away, because when we have expectation, it shuts down the possibilities that the divine, you know, the angelic realms or anybody higher than ourselves may have in store for us. So I really think that we live with a little too much expectation, and we don't even get it. We expect that they're supposed to call. We expect that they're supposed to do this. We expect, you know, we're always, and in that, we lock ourselves into the possibilities of pure joy and pure happiness. So I'm really, yeah. Go ahead, love. Hello? Annie?
Yes.
Hi.
Is Shannon still there?
I think somehow she got hung up. Yeah, she's listening. So I'm going to take the next call and maybe she'll call back, okay? Hold on. Hello? You're on Heart and Soul.
Hello.
Hello? Hi.
Yeah.
You're on Heart and
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Andra.
Audra, okay.
No, Zandra, Z-A-N.
Oh, Zandra, wow, that's a beautiful name, Zandra.
Thank you.
Wow, okay. Would you like to ask the angels a question, specifically?
I'd like to know, where are we headed financially? We're having a little bit of finance problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is my first time calling in.
Oh, well, welcome. We're going to, Annie, if you want to go first, you can.
Okay.
We'll see what the angels say.
Well, right away, your angels are showing me a car, and they were saying where you're heading to, and they were showing me that it's a car, and that means a few things.
Innocence, yeah. It does. I'm seeing that you may have to downsize a bit, it's saying. time to go, which might mean that you mean to just downsize a bit for things to adjust themselves a little, which is probably what most people are doing right now. So, and like, you know, try to accumulate instead of spend. So energy work, it's saying that to bring the energy, so that means to clear up the energy of not having. So when I see energy work, it means that you may be holding the worry of not having really big in you, if you know what I mean, like you're worried about it all. And so in that, guess what? You get more of that. So in other words, trust the things, really trust that you're going to be just fine and that you will have to downsize. So what? You know, you don't need 10 pairs of pants. You need two, you know. So things will start to get, you know, get a little bit more easy for you if you can just allow yourself to trust everything is just going to be fine. But energy seeks itself. We talked about that before. So if you're worried about it, you're going to have more worry about it. So what I want you to do is really anytime you find yourself getting all worked up or thinking, send the angels in. And what angel would she use, Annie, for finances?
Well, I know there's a couple. Hang on a second.
Okay.
And it does say fresh air and entrepreneur. Okay, so they really want you to get outside and get some center, get out of the house, get out of the place that makes you the most worry. You know, if it's that you're worried about them taking your house, get out of the house, you know. Go for a walk in nature.
Right.
You know, center yourself. Get away from the situation. So they really want you to do that, to spend time outside, to relax with Mother Earth. And she'll help, in a sense, the energy from the beauty will help you relax. And feel like it's going to be fine. And then entrepreneur came up. So that would indicate that maybe a little business or something that you've always wanted to do might be a good time to think about, you know, setting forth on a new venture, something that you've always wanted to do. Could be something basic. I mean, it doesn't have to be fancy. Or maybe selling on eBay. You know, selling. I get a feeling that you're a good salesperson, that you could sell anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could sell. Yeah. Like, you're a good salesperson. You like people. You know, something even as simple as bringing your stuff to a flea market and selling it there. I mean, just get out there and start making money. Because once you start making money, you won't be afraid that you don't have any money. You know what I mean? So even if it's just have a yard sale, you know, start getting some money in your hands, and that will start to take away the worry. Okay?
Exactly.
So that really was, So notice the signs. They're saying, yes, the signs you've been receiving are heaven sent. They say they drop you feathers, coins, and other signs on your path to remind you that you are never alone. So pay attention to the signs, okay? And,
okay.
All right, love. Thank you so much. And do you have anything
that's
coming up? Yeah.
I get the angel, because what we need here is healing. So, Archangel Raphael, R-A-P-A-E-L. He's emerald green. So if you just, I'll do it right now for you, and I do specialize in that. So I will, Zandra, do this for you right now. We want Archangel Raphael to bring in his emerald green ray of light. And once healing that needs to be done here at your in your situation, he'll bring in abundance. And just before you get to sleep, just concentrate. If you want abundance, say around your checkbook or your wallet, just imagine green around it.
Okay. Well, green is my favorite color.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably. I think at Arcat. Well, I don't think he did nudge you to call today. There are new changes heading your way. So definitely go with the guidance that Patty said. Downsize.
Okay.
Get rid of things. It's good to get rid of things because angels always say, "Give out the old and bring in the new." And that's where I got the new changes heading your way. Your angels also want you to be of, if you can remember when you were a child, what made you happy. Going to a park and seeing children playing a sports game to make you smile. Anything that used to make you happy.
Okay.
To bring joy, because when we bring light to our hearts, we open ourselves up tremendously to a whole new world. I was saying before the call, and definitely I know Archangel Raphael came here, guided you here. Just think love. Look at your wallet and think love. I'm guaranteeing you're going to get abundance coming your way. I've been writing on a lot of things lately because I get messages, love is really the answer. So I even put in my pots and pans when I cook. I wrote in magic marker on my stainless steel pans, love. On my cups or my water bottles, I write the word love.
And
when I see it, it just makes me smile. And,
right.
So when you open yourself up to the simplicity of the word love, the abundance starts pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
But we did invoke Archangel Raphael as I spoke, so you can keep that in mind and write his name down.
Okay, okay.
He's the best angel to help with any kind of healing, which is what's needed here, and healing within yourself. And I believe you will be great, because anything with angels, and also dream big. If you dream yourself into wanting newer things, if you need new things in your life, just say, I can see myself having that new, I don't know why I saw, I guess the car thing. I actually saw you driving this car.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
If you just think, I could use that new car, and just picture what kind of car you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You can actually manifest this all. And it's all with the help of the angels. Don't forget, the angels do always want to help us and keep us happy.
Exactly. Do you happen to know the name of my angel?
Okay, let me see. Let me ask. Okay, I got a... She actually said her name is Gert. Her name for short is Gertie. So it's Gertrude.
Oh, okay.
Her nickname is Gertie, but... Her real name is Gertrude. She has really curly, she's just showing me, she has really curly hair, and it's like salt, it's like a blonde brown, so it's like a swirly kind of curly hair. She's real, She just wanted me to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love. Okay. All right, Zandra, thank you so much for calling. And let us know how it goes.
Well,
I just pulled. There's nothing to worry about. That was the last card I pulled for you. And I totally know that everything will, be okay. It will work out. You will, a little bit downsiding was not a problem. We always have far too much stress.
Right.
Anyway, you won't
miss
it. That's what the angels are probably saying. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. So... Blessings to you, and give us a call back and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will, and God bless you guys.
God bless you guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hello? 814 number, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can, perfectly.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Okay. I had a question about someone that I was with a long time ago. And someone told me I have an angel named Marion who was actually working on this, so I don't know. That they were going to be communicating with me, that they themselves were going to a healing. This is a guy I was with a long time ago. So I'm trying to see if you see anything about that at all.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's so interesting. Before we picked your call up, I had an angel come in, but her name was Marion.
Really?
Some gal, okay. Because I was wondering where this was coming from.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Family came up. Daydream. Heart chakra. Yeah. Joy.
And we didn't. What's your name?
Oh, well, my name is Ann.
Ann. Ann. Okay. Hi, Ann.
Hiya.
Is that with an E or?
E.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I did get family situation is rooted in emotional experience within the family member, which we can help you understand and heal. So it could be that there's a family situation that's going on around you that you're worried a little bit about. But it says that in your mind and heart, surround this person, yourself, and the experience with calming blue light and many angels. Be open to the gifts within the situation and allow yourself to feel peace. So they're really trying to say that your family situation, whatever has been going on, maybe there's some turmoil there, that you can send it blue light and many angels, and that would help. Now, the daydreaming card did come up. The daydreaming card would indicate probably that you're kind of at the place where you're thinking of things in the past. You know, you're daydreaming.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of
mm-hmm.
dreaming back on how things were.
Okay.
When you daydream, you're actually taking the past and you're putting it into the future, you know?
Okay.
You're taking that relationship that you had and you're kind of daydreaming with it and trying to move it along energetically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what
mm-hmm.
we do. Our women do a really good job at that, on how we create relationships before we even are in one. You know, we meet, then we kind of we daydream them into the future. So what make me think that energetically you may be doing that? You may be finding yourself kind of daydreaming about something that happened and bringing it into today, you know, your moment now. It does say relationship. So the next card was relationship. That's would indicate that those two go together. So you're daydreaming about a past relationship. It does say new partner. New partner. It could be that when we are kind of in a receptive place for relationship, guess
mm-hmm.
what happens? Relationship happens, right? We're receptive.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the one that you planned on. It may
mm-hmm.
be a new partner that's coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
And it does say opportunity to forgive. So I'm guessing that you would have to forgive this old person possibly to re-enter your life, you know, to really be there wholeheartedly. So possibly if that did happen, then it could be the old relationship that would manifest itself. But it could mean that once you have forgiven this old relationship, then a new one could manifest itself. And it does says let your past go. So there's the angels are saying let it go. You know, the burden of carrying your past around has made you weary, it says. Dear one, it's time to set this burden down. Keep only the lessons and the love and leave everything else behind. You don't want or need it, and it is now gone. That's what it's
mm-hmm.
saying. So pretty powerful, yeah.
Wow.
So how about you, Annie?
Well, I did receive that your guardian angel is with you. She wants to let you know you're not alone in this situation. You have a lot of support from the angels. They are like you. Have you been calling them because they are really around you? I don't know. The sense I'm getting, there's some kind of, there's healing that needs to be done here. I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael to come through and bring in Archangel Shamuel. He's the angel of love. I did also get the new love card.
I did. That's interesting.
So, Anne,
I think that this old one might not be the one that angels are hoping for you, you know?
Mm-hmm,
feels
mm-hmm.
like there's a new one coming. And it does say heart chakra came up. joy and cleanse and detox, which means now, is it possible that that old relationship, was he an addict in any way? Did he have addiction?
I was going to say, I had somebody tell me that that's what's going on. He's in some type of detox.
Yeah, okay, that came up again.
PTSD and PTSD, and that he would, when he came out of this, that he's been in it seemed like a really long period of time, is what this person told me, mm-hmm. that when he came out of that, he would be contacting me. So
yeah,
what I've been
trying to again coming up, so yes, absolutely.
So
that's
what I was
true.
Trying to discern, is that, and what this person told me was, this time it's going to work. This time it's going to happen. Whatever the new methods, the new psychology, the new treatments, whatever,
mm-hmm.
it was going to work, so that I should believe that and that I should talk to him. But what I'm trying to discern is, you know, am I getting closer to that? Am I going to hear from him? That's what I'm trying to get. I've
mm-hmm.
had people tell me that he's gone, that he's no longer here. So I didn't know whether. Yeah. And so then I said, well, maybe it was like a near-death experience or something. But I really believe I am going to hear from him. I just don't
yep.
know when.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I do believe that, too. I really.
Yeah, and I do see heart chakra and joy, which may mean that you rekindle with him, which when you do, you know, meet him, it will be a happy time for you. It will be full of joy. Your heart will be open. It does say to ask. It says ask for help in the situation. And maybe that's what they're saying, that to ask that you, oh, and it does say wedding, another wedding card. That's amazing. And it does said nothing to worry about. So it does look like it's going in that direction. It when he's going to show up, oh, life purpose came up. What do you desire, it's saying. So it is your desire that he comes back, right?
Yes.
Yes, so, and then release and surrender and law of attraction. So I would say that, you know, doing that, having the law of attraction, like we talked about, really, you know, being open without any expectation, with a loving heart, and letting everything be just the way it's supposed to be, without a sense of urgency, and let it go. Like Annie said, just let it go. Let it all just go, and let your day, this moment, the person right where you are, be the happiest moment you're in, okay? Because then you become that beacon of light that attracts the energy, okay? So we want to work on your light, okay? Well, not the question, but the answer. The answer is you are a beautiful, lit, amazing woman, and that's what you know. And that's all you need to know, and that's all you have to be remembered. You know, remembering who you are every minute is going to help attract you to whatever it is that you want. So really stay focused on your light and what it is that, how you feel about yourself in this world besides him, okay, being in it or out of it or anything. I want you to stay focused on that. That's the most important thing right now. So it does say that there's no worry, there's nothing to worry about. So it says you are safe, and this situation is under perfect control of divine and universal order. So that's pretty powerful. So
then
I would say, you know,
it is a new person or it's not a new person. That's the part that's got me confused.
Yeah, well, you have it's like the turn for, you know, there's this sense of that he will come. Yes, absolutely. I don't think he's off the planet. I think he's still here. Feels like he's still here. Don't you think so, Annie?
Yeah.
I guess that he's around. Ocean came up. I don't know if he works around boats or anything.
He
like
used
that.
To be, yeah, well, he was a commercial fisherman.
Okay, yeah. So he's still on the planet. He's just not in range. It feels like he could be really far away, could be in Florida or Alaska. I'm almost getting that, too.
Oh.
So, I mean, he could be far away, so that might not be an easy, you know, connection again. But
right.
I do get that he's here, and he's not off the planet, no. As for addiction, yeah, I think he does play with that one, absolutely, because that
mm-hmm.
was pretty strong. So the thing is, the new relationship could happen for you if you decide that you're not waiting for him. Or not
mm-hmm.
hoping for him, okay? So
mm-hmm.
it's all about what you're wanting. Mm-hmm. Don't you think so, Annie? It's like the angels are saying, it's your life purpose, so you tell us what you want. That kind of thing, you know. So if you, it says the purpose of your life is to serve in a way that brings great joy to yourself and others. So that's pretty powerful. It says don't worry about finding your purpose. Instead, focus upon serving a purpose, and then your purpose will serve you. Pretty powerful. So I'm getting that you are extremely powerful lady, and I get that you could decide what it is you want. So if a new relationship is coming towards you, if you something comes your way, I want you to be aware of it. I want you not to be, you know, sometimes women have their blinders on and they don't even see anybody noticing them or paying any, because they're so focused in their mind on something else, you know. Don't, let's try not to do that within the next 3 weeks, okay? And every day, just be out there as a single bright light that you are, attracting all the beauty to you, okay? And then in that, this new partner may show up. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So what are you picking up, Annie?
I do believe she will see him, but just let it go, that the idea of anything, just know you will. What I got right away was, you will, but you will see that you do not want him. And that's what's going to happen, is a new, and he's not going to, what the angels are saying is, I get he doesn't want anything either. I think he's at a point in his life where he's happy and with himself, of straightening his life out. He's in his being right now, and you need to get into your being.
I'm not following that last part.
Your own, your spiritual being. You have such abundance waiting for you. It's unbelievable. We seem to get lost in just certain things that come in and out of our life. We like to hang on to it because it feels good, and it was a place that you may have been happy.
Okay.
Our life that we just keep ourselves from. There's room for all kinds of abundance. So just don't be focused on the one thing. You can think about it, but open yourself up. My goodness, you're going to get so many things.
I think that's really what we're going to. I mean, all this would happen eventually. But in the meantime, right now is a beautiful moment, you know, and to shine and be and bring to you this new relationship. Because it's really the angels are probably saying that don't be focused on the old, but come into the new, you know, come into the possibilities that are around you. So all I want you to do is really say to the angels, I'm open and I'm ready to receive the perfect and, you know, perfect relationship that's the highest, that reaches the highest and good for me, you know. So I like that. I used to say that, and that's when I met my husband. So I really think that it's a very powerful statement. I am open and I am willing to meet whoever you choose for me. Because then we're not dictating to the universe on how it should be. Because that's limiting. Like we were just talking about that with another person. It's very limiting to have expectation in any way. Because then we're not looking at the beautiful gifts that we could be given. You know what I mean? So it's like, while I'm over here looking over here, I mean, beautiful shining light might be looking at you. But you're not, like, you know, open to receiving the gift. So I really want you to just stay with that thought, okay? We're going to just take another call, all right? We have, like,
okay,
two,
thank you.
Like, thank you, love. And give let us know how it goes.
Oh,
bye,
thank
Annie.
You so much. Thank you.
Bye,
thank
sweetie.
You.
Okay, hi. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
Good. Hi, Ann. Hi, Rita. I just wanted to let you know how much I'm enjoying your show.
You are.
It's wonderful. You guys are awesome.
Well, and you can thank Annie for that. She's our angel expert.
Well, I figured since I have this opportunity, I might as well ask the two of you, if there's any messages for me about, well, it always comes back to this direction in life and what I'm meant to be doing. So if there's any guidance there from the angels, mm-hmm. that would be what I'd like to know.
Okay. Sure. Well, I happen to have a message for you because I did get one, I think, early. Was it today? Was it? I think it was today because I was doing something. I actually went to a place of worship today, and I got a message for Rita.
Okay.
And I meant to tell you, what you're doing is fine, and it's going to go smoothly for you. What you need to do, though, is shift that focus away to your true love.
Okay.
I can't tell you what your true love is, but I think what I felt when I got the message of true love, it's what you truly desire, as in what makes you happy.
Okay.
It could be a hottie. It could be a person that you so adore that you could just focus on that. It could be anything, but that's the message I got today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All okay. Right. The first card I pulled, reader, was relationship, and the second one was new partner. Yeah, and the third one was change in direction.
Ooh.
So interesting that would make me think of, you know, a relationship moving you somewhere new. Or like I said, when you get married or you reestablish a relationship, it is a new change in direction. You're now focused on this new person. But it does say let your past go. So I'm guessing that there might be an opportunity to forgive. So it might have been, and then wedding came up. So it could be that those all come, that feels like that comes into the same kind of, you know, ball of energy. Is that when you forgive, then you can meet, then, we, you know, it's kind of a, and then it does say to ask and be honest with yourself and joy. So I'm getting that if you asked, let's say a situation is coming your way or you would like a fuller life in the way of having it be filled up with a relationship, then it says ask and they will help you with the situation. So I'm getting, it feels like joy and be honest with yourself. So I'm guessing that that's all the same kind of feeling to me. It says if you look into your heart, you will know the truth of the situation. It says it's safe to admit the truth to yourself and you will be supported and guided through any necessary changes. Lean on us and have courage and strength to take care of yourself. Focus only upon your true desires and they'll come to you through your angel wings. So yeah. And it feels like that's what the cards say, but I'm going to just do a reading too.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Worker. So it's Sam the worker. So I'm guessing you are, okay, yeah. So the worker, you are busy, you're a very busy energy. You like to be busy. So the worker comes up. The worker is a very important person in you. So doing, you know, if you can keep yourself busy, you're happy. Now the storyteller came in. So storyteller would indicate that you have a beautiful way of telling stories. And so how do you tell stories? You tell them to children, you tell them to people, you tell them to people like, you know, on the radio.
Right.
It's really who you are. You are a storyteller. So energetically, the storyteller and the worker kind of go together, because if you have the ability to communicate at a really deep level, it is, and through work, and so together they are what you do. You are the working bee, and you tell stories. You tell angel stories. You tell stories about insight, really, because that's what we're doing. We're telling stories, and the nurturer came up. So those three would make me know that's who you are. You are the nurturer, the storyteller, and the worker. That is the, those are the cards of a healer. So,
well, that's me to a T.
And the truth. The truth is real important to you.
Yeah.
The truth, though, the heart truth, the truth is different for everybody. And I think that that's an interesting card to pull for a healer, because truth is what we are always looking for. We're always looking for the heart of the matter. You know, we want to know the truth. We want to know what it is that can manifest itself, that can help each other get to a better and higher place of understanding. So that's
right.
The truth. That's different right. than the truth for someone else, but that's your truth, is to get to a higher place of understanding. Now that would indicate, oh, and then desire. So desire is endless with you. You have many desires. Desire is something that you are. A desire means that you have energy towards everything. And
yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to feel. It's like when you hear a song, it's a desire to sing it. It's a desire to play it. It's a desire to know more about everything. So desire will keep your purpose and your question being answered, because through desire, you'll never, ever, ever stop, you know. And that is kind of an important thing for healers. There is no end. I mean, we always know that we are just being guided every single second, and the next thing, it will uncover itself on what you need to do to kind of get it to. And really, it is in the moment that we exist. So it says the past. Okay, the past is really over. It's really never. It's over. It doesn't have anything to do with the present.
Okay.
And when we start to kind of try to merge them together, is when we get confused, or in a sense, we get limited. So examine.
That's exactly what's been happening with me.
Yeah, examine how it is that you are seeing the past.
Okay.
If it's a limiting past, one that kept you small. That's something you have to look at. Or relationships that keep you small, you have to look at that. You have to look at how you saw the past. And if it was a negative story, or you were, see how you tell the story of your past.
Okay.
Are you the victim? Are you the creator? Are you the heroine of the story? See how it is that your subconscious mind tells that story, because that's a very powerful place for a healer to know. Are you the victim of your story, of who you are? Are you the heroine of it? Are you the warrior? You'll know.
Yeah,
you know
right.
the energy of it. Very
right.
important to look. Now, teacher came up. You have the ability to be a great teacher. Now, being the worker, the storyteller, the nurturer, all this is who you are. Teacher usually is when you become the master of something.
Right.
And that's where... That's where, okay, yeah, the judge. Okay, so the judge comes up. The judge would indicate that the teacher and the judge can't rule the same kingdom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really can't, because if one is judging, the other one won't let the teacher out, you know? So
okay.
If, let's say, you say, I don't know enough about that, I can't talk about that, I need more education about that, then that judge would come in and indicate that that would be the stopping, that would be where you'd have to stop before you could teach. So let's say you want to learn something new.
Right.
And then leader comes up. Yeah. So let's say there's something that you want to say, I'd like to learn more about this body work, or I want to learn more about the matrix, or I want to learn something that I want to just test my, you know, try out my wings on something completely different. That would be the area of teaching and leadership that you probably will get into. So
okay.
I feel, yeah, so self-esteem comes up. Self-esteem is a big one when we're trying new things. It means that we have to trust that we're good enough.
Right.
And if there isn't even an inkling of doubt that you are going to be good at this, we have to examine that one and put that in the past, because that doesn't really exist. But
okay.
romance comes back again. Romance is really big for you right now. It's around. Yeah, it's around you. It's coming. It's really creates, yeah. So romance and create. So it's saying that you really can create this in your life, this romance.
Excellent.
And the lover just came, and lover just came up again. So lover, romance, wedding. I mean, so I'm getting that's not too far from your energy pattern. You know, your energy is drawing that into you.
Well,
so,
you know, it's funny. My husband has been just really very supportive of me the last year or so of what I'm doing, and it's out of character, I think, for him.
So the lover and the romance is coming back, in a sense. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Well, that's good. you know, we do remarry. I believe that even though we're in relationship, sometimes we're not in relationship.
Yeah.
We're doing our own life. They're doing theirs. And we really haven't related to the very person that we're married to. So when the card shows up, it doesn't necessarily mean that mm-hmm. it's coming your way, that you don't have it. It just means that you're actually looking at it again and
yeah.
really paying attention to it again and letting it be a really wonderful part of your life, you know?
Yes.
And so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow,
yes.
Thank you so much. This
well,
is very
thank
informative
you.
And really clarified some things for me.
Well,
I have one more
you.
Thing.
Sure.
I drew a dream card. It says the angels are saying you're going to be receiving many dreams, and they're giving you some answers for your questions. So,
wonderful.
Keep your dream journal next to you. Cause,
okay.
The next few dreams that are coming in are going to be answers.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Mm. Thank you both so much. What a great show.
Thank you, Rita.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, I'll let you guys go. I know you don't have a whole lot of time left.
All right, we've got four more minutes. I'm going to take one more caller, okay? So
okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rita.
Okay,
bye.
Bye, Anne.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Yes.
Hello? Hi.
I got disconnected from you earlier.
Oh, hi. Is this Shannon?
Taylor.
No. What
yes,
was
it?
Yes, okay, good. I'm so glad you called back. I don't know what happened, but you were gone, and I thought, well, she'll hopefully call back, so good.
Yeah. Was being the question
Hello?
Can you hear me?
A little bit, Shannon. Yeah, went in and out a little, so
okay.
I haven't
talked to him. That's the only reason why I doubted it. When you said it is definitely me.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, how come you haven't talked to him?
He hasn't talked to me.
Oh, he hasn't. Have you
no.
called?
But you said you didn't talk to him. You only just put that email in, right, about the canoeing?
Yeah,
that was the only contact we had
since April 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, okay, I want to,
because I'm a little concerned about that. Do you think he got it?
No, I didn't think he got it. Yeah, I'm getting that he didn't get that you communicated with him yet. So, you know, you're not communicating with him as well as he's not communicating with you. So men are extreme, like my husband is more apt to wait for someone to come towards him. You know, that's just his energy, than him make the first, you know, new move. I've watched that over 11 years. So I know that's how he is, even if it's with a sister or somebody. So he's waiting for someone to engage him. And so I say that because I think that's maybe what he's waiting for you.
Well, I wrote that text. And so he got it. It was received like a minute later. I have written a couple of the texts that said, have a good weekend, you know, just
yeah.
to keep. And he would go 5 days without even opening it, and he never responded. Now, he used to talk to me every single day, every day, every morning, good morning, beautiful, everything, and then poof, nada. Mm. That's why I'm like, okay, is this really me?
And you know that he received that email then, the last one about the canoeing?
Yes.
You're sure about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Annie, what are you thinking? I'm just getting kind of a mismatch. I just don't, I think you were right that he wasn't ready, and I think that he was confused about what to do with the relationship. But I have a feeling that he didn't think you wanted the relationship. Is that possible? That he wasn't sure you were into it because you just got out of one and, you know, you weren't, you know, sure about where you wanted to be with them. And I'm getting that he got messages from you and wasn't really sure on how to look at you. You know, were you really ready or were you not ready? So,
I told him I was absolutely ready.
You did.
I knew exactly what I wanted and what I
mm-hmm.
would tolerate and would not tolerate. And he was like, no, you're lost. I'm like, no, actually, I'm not. I know exactly what.
So, but he did not believe you. That's what we're picking. That's what I'm picking up on. His gut feeling about what you said, he didn't believe. I don't know why, but he just didn't believe you that you really are, you know, ready and whatever. So I get that maybe you need like to have like a meeting, like run into him, you know, at the coffee shop, or there's got to be some
hours away.
Is he really? Okay, you can't just run
into
him.
So,
it would be
yeah,
the best thing if you could.
We haven't
yeah.
seen each other, and actually he's the one that said, oh, I told you I just wanted to be friends. Oh. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, stop harassing me. I'm like, wait a second, you just text me. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to you until you grow up and get over yourself. I'm not doing anything. You know?
Oh, no.
And really,
wow.
Like, well, I have a lot more fun than
is
you.
He younger, is he younger than,
2 years.
You know, yeah, I'm getting younger energy, like almost immature, you know. Like he doesn't know. He kind of plays games. He's kind of really kind of not knowing. I think you're absolutely right in picking up on that with him. And would I be like a big red flag? Yes, I would, you know. For you, I would be a big red flag that he's just too chaotic right now in his energy field to be with you, like fully and completely. So I think you would get, if you got back in, it would be still an up and down kind of thing. It doesn't feel like it has essence, a grounded energy to it. You know what I mean? I think you need to know, though. I think from my standpoint, if you were to be some kind of real clear indicator that says, okay, that's where he's at, I know that, I can move on now, that would be the best thing for your spirit to really get to. So closure, you know, that word is true. You do need it. You need to know one way or the other on how
yeah.
you can, how to, yeah. And I want that to come for you. I want that to come for you. So let's work on getting that to happen for you so you'll know without a doubt how you should, where you should put your emotions and thoughts and everything
that
about this person. Yeah.
Statement directly to me, though. I mean, you pulled up the marriage card, so.
I did, I know. And, you know, I'm not getting that he's the one. I'm getting that you let go of this one. Let's see, the ocean.
No, actually, I have it.
Heart chakra. All right.
This
trustworthy
is,
guidance.
I can tell you what this. I'll tell you what I'm feeling, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I know that the angels are doing this. I'm going to call an Archangel Shamuel, angel of love, to come to Shannon and Justin and show them the way. I see him. They're showing me he's not mad, but I think he's mad at himself. He didn't expect what has happened. So right now he's fighting it. So you need to get your energy away. I would have been on it, though. If I had not heard from him, gosh, at least for a week, I would have contacted him. Anyway,
I did.
Or,
he's not.
Yes, she.
Yeah, he's either he's having a trouble. Because you said he lives far away.
Mm-hmm.
Something complicated it, and he's mad about it, but not at you. He's mad at himself. So that's
mm-hmm.
why I'm calling in Archangel. I've asked Archangel Shamuel to come in. And you can ask him. Just say, Archangel Shamuel, show me the way. I'm giving it to you in your hands now. Because I mean, this is probably the object of your focus right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to start disrupting you, your way, and you want to you don't want that to happen. You may become sad, and the angels don't want you to be sad. This is something he needs to work out of himself, his own. There's a lot of conflict going on now in the world, as you may know. There's a shift. Angels are telling us, and the big thing is love. Send love. Let's send love Justin's way. Justin's
mm-hmm.
just confused. He wasn't expecting to fall for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's fighting it. When a shift of consciousness happens, and that's what's happening with him, it's going against his old ways. New ways need to come in, and he's fighting it. And you can help the situation by sending love, pure love. Just think of love. Angels of love, place Justin in a bubble of love. You can do that every morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to do wonders. That's what's happening. A shift in his consciousness is taking him away from his old way. He wants to be, you were saying how he was. You know, he didn't want to have, you know, this happening. That's an old mm-hmm. way of thinking. This new way of thinking is coming, and he's fighting it.
Yep, yeah, but does it have to do with me? I mean, really, or is he with somebody else? I mean, because
that's what I'm thinking. I'm going, you know, mm-hmm. he's got a pretty good thing going. He's long distance.
Mm-hmm.
Disruption happened. He thought he could have two things at once for
yeah.
one, a two
yeah.
for one. And I believe he's fallen for you, but this. Whatever love he has, if he has a love or interest, could it be an interest,
mm-hmm.
he's fighting that.
Well, again, that makes sense because energetically he wants to keep that young kind of energy around, like the old way of being, in a sense. So if you feel there is another energy around him, I would guess you might be right. But it's only keeping the it's only keeping him away from how he feels. You know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. I do think he felt a love for you. I think he was unprepared for it. I think he was just
right.
trying to have fun and do, you know, be light and fluffy, and then he did fall for you. And then now he's trying to kind of wrestle back the old self, you know, the young, kind of playful, let's go out and party kind of guy. But that's just temporary because when love finds itself, when love really is coming to you, it's hard to go back. You can't go back, actually. It's impossible to. Actually, you start to actually even get more involved with the love interest because you see how empty that, you know, those relationships are. They don't mean anything. They don't feel anything, you know. And you are such a quality spirit and person. I'm sure it's not easy to find someone like you. So you have to trust that. You know, it's really what I felt. I know that there is no one that compares to you and how he could relate, how well you communicated. And this is a new thing for him. You know, I don't
so
think he's...
So should I walk away? I mean, I'm supposed to get validation this month about how
I
he
think
really...
that, yeah, I don't think that you'll have to do anything. I think if you just stay, like with the angels, stay loving, stay open, but don't focus all your attention on this. Just bring it all back and really enjoy yourself no matter what he does. Then he will find his way back. I really don't think he's gone. I keep pulling, there's nothing to worry about, blessing in disguise, you know, all this stuff is just leading to a bigger understanding, you know, of...
Definitely not interested in marrying anybody else.
No. And you know, I don't know how easy and quick it will be for you. I mean, it might be that he comes to you, you have a real good relationship, you start it up again. I don't see marriage coming for you for a bit, but I think that you need to get to trust somebody, to get grounded, to get really under, to, you know, all that stuff has to happen before you even go there. You know?
Well,
and right,
you know,
and rightfully so.
It was a big thing because I didn't trust for a long time, and he was the first person that I trusted, and he lied to me, and yes, I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, I'm like, you know, you have all these other attachments, and then he's like, oh, just move on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, fine. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, what is your problem? I deserve you. I'm worthy. And then he wouldn't say anything. And then he just literally shut down.
Mm-hmm. Right. So his fear. So see, you see what we're seeing here. We're seeing a way, a pattern of game playing, a pattern of not being honest, a pattern that you picked up on and you called him on it in a sense, right? When
well,
somebody
yeah.
gets called on stuff, they don't like that very much because what happens
no.
is then they hide out, You know, mm-hmm. They're almost like a little kid that, you know, got caught with a pocket full of candy, you know, and said, "Do you have that candy?" And they're like, "No, I don't have that candy," you know, and they think that you called him on it. So you called him on something that he was probably used to doing, which was being kind of mistrusting, in a sense, not telling the full truth. I get, you know, if I didn't tell you, you know, maybe I didn't tell you, but I don't need to tell you that. That's how he perceives the thing. So he's got a real...
Like a lot, so I called him out every time, and he's like,
yeah. But that's why you represented something bigger than just a person that he's just going to have a fling with, or because you are a quality person, and you expect him to show up that way too, you know. So it's scary. It's scary for somebody that's been hiding out, in a sense, with very superficial relationships. They can just go in and out of them really quick and never really touch into what they're doing and how they have been hiding out and in a sense, misleading people. But mostly they're misleading themselves, because when you mistrust, when you're not telling the full truth to someone else, guess what? You're not telling the truth to yourself either.
Yeah, that was what the letter was about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so my feeling is you've been a wonderful angel for him. You really have. If anything, if that's the only thing that comes out of this, is that you shook him up a little bit to make him see how he was being, and that you couldn't be that way with everyone in the world because they're going to call you on your stuff, you know. Good for you. You know, you are a teacher angel, you know. And sometimes that is where you have to get to, that was really what it was meant to be. You know, that you were there to show him a new way of how to have a real relationship with somebody, you know. And what most people would want is an honest, upfront, really together person that is being honest with themselves on every level, you know. And if he wasn't being, it sounds like you just got him, you got him good, you know, to kind of see that he wasn't showing up. He wasn't saying what he really meant. He wasn't being congruent with what, you know, he was being in a relationship with you. So I kind of always think that happens in our lives. It happens a lot, you know, that we're just being called. We're just being called to be an instrument to help someone else get to a higher place. And if that's where we get to, and if that's where we can say, well, that's what I was being used for, thank you. I appreciate, you know, I must have been open and able to do this, you know. And sometimes that is how you can let this go. You know, because I believe you were his angel. You were somebody that made him look at himself differently. And that's powerful, you know. So my question then to the universe is, were you too much for him right now? What do you think, Annie? Maybe?
I believe that. I mean, it's a tough thing when you finally realize when you find someone and they're just not the same as how you feel, it caught up to them. It did catch up, and I think there's healing going on right now, and I think you do need some healing time too, Shannon. And
so you don't like it going anywhere, or
I think something has to be, if you want, okay, you're being nudged right now. I think something needs to be set up, something short and sweet saying, hey, we need to
mm-hmm.
meet, and if it's 2 months down the line, let it be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At least you
mm-hmm.
know that you gotta close it either way.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but he's not like saying yes, no, nothing. He's just not talking.
Yeah.
I wonder.
But you know what? For a man, that is their way of giving you a response. You know, women like to know yes and no, right? Men, they do it differently. They just don't respond. And that's their way of saying no. And then when they want to say yes, they come toward you. So it's interesting that we only look at words as being a response instead of actions being a response. So I think we need to get down to a level of understanding that everybody doesn't, you know, work the same way. So one time this happened to me, and it just brought up a thought. I had this feeling. I was dating a guy, and he didn't call, and I was talking to this friend of mine, who's a real literal guy, you know, and I said, you know, he didn't call. He didn't do anything. And he said, yes, he did. He didn't do anything. And I thought, that is something, is it? And I was looking at it like he didn't do anything, so that didn't mean that meant something that I didn't understand. And he said, no, he did something. He didn't do anything. And then I said, oh, okay. I never really thought of it that way, you know. It was like, oh, so guys do something by not doing something. That's their way of doing something. So it really made me think, oh, interesting.
And when I told him that I loved him, and he said, the love things scare me, and I just need time, and they never talked to me again. Kind of shitty, actually.
But that was April, right? April?
April,
that was 29th. When that happened?
Yeah.
April.
And then that thing that I saw today was like, it was on his MySpace, and it said, who I'd like to meet. I already met her, the woman of my dreams. And then so I was like, okay, what does that mean? No.
And see, when you say that, I see it as you. Don't you, Annie? I see it as you. I don't know why. I just get, well, he's talking about you. But that's just, you know, that's my gut feeling on that. So I don't know. I really don't think it's over. I do think you need to talk. I wish you could somehow arrange to be there, you know, just hypothetically just show up someplace so that you can just start the conversation again, you know. That would just be the way I would hope the energies could change and shift, you know, if you could be in front of him. And then you'd know. I mean, I don't know.
My career at one time, and then he said that he didn't want to talk to me about that either. And so I was like, what the heck is your problem? You're in charge of it, you know, with the army, because he's the station commander. So, I mean, he would talk to me about his ex. He would talk to me about money situations. He talked to me about everything under the sun, everything, and then absolutely nothing at all. After I called.
But that was before you said you loved him, right? Before you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you see, what we're talking about is like, okay, before you were safe, there wasn't a commitment, I mean, showing up in front of him. So, you know, that is somewhat the fear of for him, is commitment. So we're seeing that he does nothing when he's confronted with the movement towards something that's fearful, which would be commitment. So he just doesn't do anything, you know. So he was actually in a safer place when before you said you loved him than after, because he wasn't threatened. And also, he didn't have to think of how he felt. You know what I mean? I mean, it's really safe when, you know, you're just kind of having fun and being friends. I know it's really out there on this light level. But when you start to bring it down into a real, you know, heartfelt place.
Well, the day before he quit talking to me, he actually said, well, I see you as my best friend. I'm like, oh, no, you just didn't throw the best friend card at me. I don't sleep with my friends. And he's like, I thought we were cool with this. And I'm like, you, however, might be a narcissistic man, but I am not. And he's like, that's it. That did it.
Oh, so he was putting it in that friend, having fun, easygoing, until the girl, you know, shows up as, you know, but that doesn't say much about him as a person, if he could kind of put people in like categories, you know, like, well, this is who you'll be, and if you step out of that box, then you can't be with me because I can't go there, you know. So it's like he feels like his energies are in little boxes, you know, and he can sleep with you, he can have friends with you, he can be this and that, but if he goes into this, then no more of that, you know. So it's crazy that people don't think that everything they do is love. You know, everything. You're in relationship, you're talking, community. Every day that you are here, we are sharing each other's energy. And it's not possible to put it in compartments. It's not. We merge with the person we walk down the street with. We can contact them at a very deep level. So I don't think he's quite aware that that's not a possibility. You know, and maybe that's what you were trying to tell him, right? You were trying to say, hey, you know, let's be real here. And you have been, and I'm sure, a great instrument for him to learn this piece. Because that's, you know, if he was in the military, he could have learned how to do that. He could have learned how to put his emotions in a box so that he could be in the military. And that's what I'm getting, that he has learned how to put himself in little safe places, and he calls it this so he can do that, and he can go and go. And so he's separating himself so many places that love is now somewhere he can't find. You know, he doesn't even know how to get there. So, Annie, do you feel that with this person? I'm really picking up on that.
I just believe if Shannon, if we just, you know, surrender this to the angels and release it, and
I do think so. And I think if you did that, yeah, I do see, Shannon, that if you did this, if you got rid of this whole idea, the possibility, let it go, really let it go, and really be grateful it's gone, okay? Because I think this would have been a lot more work than you on a spiritual level would want to sign up for. I do. But I have a feeling that if you let that go, I just feel there's another energy around you. I really do. That's just waiting to be right with you if you can just move this away. I really do. I know that sounds crazy, but I do. I pulled new relationship up, and
actually,
it just
really
feels like, if, yeah.
I would rather have one with Justin.
I know you would, and I know you invested, and I know you want this, but if it wasn't for your highest good, I don't care. I think that the universe will only give you what is best for you. So I do believe that, and I will keep it in that light. I will totally light the candles that the highest good be met for you and Justin. And if it is, if there is a place that he can move out of, the safe place that he's living out of, that we can move him into his heart. And that's what my vision would be for.
Well, I don't, what is he angry at, though? I mean, himself, for what? I mean, because he messed it up? I mean, or...
I think he could just be angry, you know? I mean, he could just be angry over the way life worked out for him, or his past relationship. I mean, he could just not know how to let that go. And so you're getting some of that residual anger, you know, that you don't even know, well, I didn't do anything, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't think I have a feeling it's not you at all, but I get that he shows up, anger shows up for him, you know, quickly in a sense. And it's misplaced. It's kind of misplaced. It doesn't really resonate with what's going on. So anyway, we have to go. We're so over the time frame. But Jenny, give us a call back.
Right.
Let us know how it goes, okay? And blessings to you. Thank you for calling and trusting us with your intimate, you know, experience of life. We appreciate that. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. And really, I want you to sleep tonight and let the angels take it. Just give it to them. All right, Annie?
Archangel Shamuel and Raphael, I've put the intention and embedded them out there for you, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Shannon. And give us a call. I really would love to know how it goes. I think that if you just do what she's saying, and I believe that too, is don't have your wish, don't have your expectation. Just let the angels take this. It's even going to be better than you'd ever imagine, you know? And it may not be with Justin, which would be good too, because when you finally move past this, then you'll be happy. You know, you'll be happy no matter what. And so happiness, in a sense, can come to you. And do I think that he's ready? I don't think he's ready for you. I don't. I do think he could get ready for you. And that's what will keep his, you know, vision for him, that he can move out of his fear and anger about trusting, you know, women again. Feels like that to me. So blessings, everyone. Thank you so much for calling. I so appreciate. Annie, thank you for sharing your time with us. We so loved having you again. And our shows go by so fast. It's already past almost 2 hours now. But thank you, everyone, for keeping us in your hearts and sharing your intimate questions with us. We so appreciate. any and everyone that calls. Everyone listening, thank you again. I will post our next show, and I'll let you know. So keep us in your hearts, okay, love? Blessings. Bye, Annie.
Bye, Patty. Love you.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.